The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 649.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a life coach helping women in life transitions, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Lucy Liu. Lucy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Oh, I am so absolutely honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Sheena. And for those of you tuning in, thank you so much for listening. I am a life coach. I help women in life transition be overwhelmed, help them see clarity, set new goals, and live a happier life. And the word I usually love to use is to thrive. Because living and surviving is the basics, right? But I want to help my clients feel that life is thriving. So I personally transformed my own life from feeling overstressed, unhappy, and unhealthy at one point to now living my life of true joy and fulfillment and mindfulness. And I love to help other women in making that kind of life-changing transformation. I have made many bold moves in my life to create a more aligned and fulfilled life, and I hope to inspire as many women as possible.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned the word thrive, right? I mean, we've been programmed to always live for survival, but really we're here to thrive, right? And I really love that word. It's so important to realize we're here to do more than just living, right? Just being a space or a dot on this earth, we can do way more, right? And it just takes, daily action. So I really love that. And Lucy, what's your cultural background?
I am 100% of Chinese descent. I was born in China, but I grew up in Los Angeles, and I'm married to Taiwan because my husband is Taiwanese. So I see myself really as Chinese and Taiwanese American now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift," which is why we call it a present. I know this quote is actually a quote about being present, but I think it has everything to do with self-confidence. A lot of times we're low on self-esteem because of something that happened in the past. So we need to know that yesterday is already history, and don't let that past experience affect you now. And other times we're not confident are usually when we are worried about the future. So when that happens, you want to remind yourself that it's useless worrying about the future. So be confident now at this moment. And if you're confident from moment to moment, day to day, then you will continue to be confident into the future. So that being confident is actually a moment to moment choice and moment to moment shift.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote that you mentioned and the analogy that you shared with us. We feel like you mentioned, we always worry about our past events, and then we also worry about the unknown, right? We always think the worst of things, not realizing it hasn't even happened yet. And like you mentioned, when we're aware of the present, what we're capable of doing, we can create so many things, right? So many good things. So I really love that you mentioned that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
My definition of self-confidence is truly believing that you have the power to control yourself. Things happen in life to all of us, but most circumstances are actually neutral. Your reactions and thoughts after will determine the outcome and feeling you have towards a specific circumstance. Of course, there are things that we cannot control, like being born, getting sick, aging, and dying. But other than those four things, you can actually take control. We are the CEO of our own lives. And a CEO sets the strategy and vision for a corporation. So it's up to each of us to set the strategy and vision for our own lives.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Lucy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Life before discovery of self-confidence. Okay, so I was very young and I wanted to be super successful and I wanted to get there fast. But I had a main limiting belief or block that my name was Lucy Liu. because there is already a Lucy Liu who's already so famous. So I thought to myself, you certainly don't see another famous Julia Roberts or Angelina Jolie, right? It just doesn't happen. So true story, I took acting lessons and signed with a casting agency when I was in middle school. But every single time I went to an audition, the casting director would run out very excitedly that Lucy Liu is on their list, but would be very apparently disappointed to see me. So I went through many auditions and never got any role. I stopped going because I was no longer interested to be an actress, but I went to audition after audition because I just wanted that. So life was actually really dramatic for me. I had low self-esteem at times and that I would always have to drag myself back. I dropped myself out of high school when I had straight A's. I was very ambitious. I wanted to finish school earlier. And I graduated UCLA 2 years ahead of my classmates. So I had a taste of starting success earlier in life, but I wasn't truly happy. So I was very stressed and unhealthy, and it took me many years to redefine the meaning of success and happiness for myself through my own personal development journey these years. So life before true confidence was very dramatic for me.
Thanks for sharing then. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you get that a lot, right, Lucy Liu?
Yes.
You know, there's a Lucy Liu out there. And, you know, like you mentioned, the upbringing, like there's like this one definition of success that we all try to attain, right? Not realizing like if that makes us truly happy or not. We just do it because everyone else is doing it. Or, you know, it's all about the status, the money, the fame, not realizing like, you know, that's just like external factors, right? You're not really working on the inside to realize what are you truly happy about, right? You know, what is it that makes you happy? What is it that, you know, makes you wake up in the mornings and get excited, right? And we forget to do that. We forget to work on our own selves, our own happiness. And what was that point in your life when you realized you're more than that? You can go out there and live the life that you want and be truly happy. What was that aha moment?
Actually, for me, I didn't really have one big aha moment, but it's all the small aha moments that added up. I always trust that I was able to find my confidence the moment I choose to be confident. I'm always on the constant lookout for times when I'm not as confident as I wish to be. Like working out, I need to work out my confident muscles. So I would say the sense of self-awareness helped me build my confidence whenever I needed it. There's no need to put yourself down when you do feel less confident. Just notice it and work yourself back up again. Like when your phone is not working, just reboot it. I'm very intentionally rebooting myself to give myself that aha moment all the time.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, that sense of self-awareness, because, you know, sometimes we're not aware, right? I mean, we totally are not aware of the things that are around us and what we say to ourselves and how we put ourselves down, especially as women, especially as Asian women. We feel like, you know, every imperfection we have is bad, right? And we have to realize like nothing's ever perfect, and what being imperfect is what makes us beautiful in our own way. And, you know, because of the realizations that you had, what's your life been like now?
The most obvious outcome of having self-confidence is being positive. Even when things don't go as planned, I always have faith that things happen for a reason, and I always look for positive alternatives. Another quote I like is, when the pretty birds have flown and you feel hurt and alone, be strong and carry on and remember that life goes on. A shortened version is just life goes on. No matter what happens, life goes on, everything will be okay. There's absolutely always going to be times you feel down, right? Just know that it's completely normal and move on in the most timely manner. The next time you have negative thoughts, just opposite that yourself. When you catch yourself thinking, oh, I can't do it, opposite that and say it out loud. I can easily do this. I can totally do it, right? Opposite is magic. Being Lucy Liu used to make me not confident, but now I'm confident because I am Lucy Liu. I also kept my name now as my maiden name, Lucy Liu, even after I got married, as a reminder to myself how important it is to have this confidence.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I have so many tips I can share, but if I had to choose one, it would be to truly, deeply, madly believe that there is always a way. Now I believe it to the point that it's carved probably on my bones and flows in my blood that there is absolutely always a way. So instead of saying lies to yourself, like, I'm not ready yet, I'm not good enough, etc., like all the other negative self-talk we tell ourselves and finding excuses, instead believing there is a way for everything, you'll find another solution and you look for that new opportunity. So don't let any obstacles stop you. Let those obstacles build up and pave your path to success and happiness. Thank each and every one of those obstacles with the confidence that they will help you become the best version of yourself.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, yes, Sheena. Thank you again for having me and to all the beautiful souls listening. Thank you for tuning in on my story. And if you want to connect, visit me at lucyliucoaching.com. That's Lucyliu coaching.com. And these days I'm hanging out most on Instagram. So catch me at MSLUCYLIU, Miss Lucy Liu.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Lucy, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Lucy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Lucy today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Lucy.
Thank you. Wonderful things are coming your way.
Thanks again. I really appreciate you having on the show today. To our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.